News release. HURONIA Historical Parks. First Light is an award-winning holiday event featuring live musical performances, an extensive artisan market, and family activities, all illuminated by thousands of candles. This year, the candlelit holiday magic will include two landmark destinations for the price of one: St. Marie among the Hurons and Martyrs Shrine. The reconstructed 17th-century mission will be transformed into a magical holiday experience, and Canada's early church will also be fully illuminated, hosting family fun for all. The beloved First Light has been extended to include Sunday evenings and will take place from 5:30 to 9 p.m. on November 21 to 24, November 28 to December 1, and December 5 to 8. This year's First Light at St. Marie among the Hurons and Martyrs Shrine is a great way to start the holiday season, and a great reason to visit Midland with friends and family, said Stan Cho, Minister of Tourism, Culture and Gaming. First Light is a one-of-a-kind, magical winter experience for people of all ages. Take your loved ones and learn about the early church in Canada and enjoy the festive sights, sounds, and tastes of the season. All lit by candlelight in two beautiful, historical settings. All 12 evenings will offer a rich tapestry of festive activities and experiences for guests to enjoy, and each weeknight also includes a special feature, allowing guests to choose their own candlelit adventure. Thursdays, world-class fireworks, visible from both St. Marie and Martyrs Shrine, will light up the winter night sky at 7 p.m. Community choirs will perform holiday tunes at 6 and 7:15 p.m. Fridays, Neil Minogue will share traditional First Nations stories and hand drumming by the fire in the longhouse, offering a cultural experience guests are sure to enjoy. Saturdays, Francophone sensation Arika, featuring the Lefebvre family, will perform a great mix of traditional and original toe-tapping French fiddle tunes in the St. Marie Theatre. Sundays, mark the start of Christian Advent by participating in a special mass inside the gorgeous Martyrs Shrine at 7:30 p.m. Guided by lantern-lit pathways, visitors at St. Marie will enjoy historic buildings adorned for the holiday season with fresh greenery and festive decor, all bathed in the beautiful amber glow of cozy fires and more than 5,000 candles. The Martyrs Shrine will offer a festive lights experience, illuminating the church's beautiful grounds, including a pedestrian-only market-style square and warming stations. Every year, First Light offers visitors the opportunity to kick off their festive season, says Will Baird, general manager of Huronia Historical Parks. Reinvigorating our partnership with Martyrs Shrine allows us to offer even more magic and activities to enjoy. Returning performers include Ruth Sutherland, playing traditional harp music in the historic Church of St. Joseph on select nights, hand drumming by Chris Walzer in the longhouse, and the energetic fan favorite, Doug Fever, performing holiday folk tunes in the chapel. Families will enjoy kid-friendly crafts at both locations, candle-making and blacksmithing demonstrations, storytelling, opportunities to meet St. Nicholas at the Martyrs Shrine, and much more. For those who love holiday shopping, more than 50 exceptional crafters and artisans will be located throughout the Brébeuf Event Center and Indoor Museum at St. Marie. Gift shops at St. Marie and Martyrs Shrine will also be open, offering charming holiday finds. First Light, for us, is an exciting time for families to come and celebrate the light of Advent and Christmas, said Father John O'Brien, director of Martyrs Shrine. Canada's first Christmas carol was composed here, so it's an incredibly rich, historic, and beautiful place to enter the spirit of the season. Restaurant St. Marie will be open, offering multiple mouthwatering options, including an indoor dining experience featuring a traditional holiday meal. The Canadiana Patio, a visitor favorite, will offer quick-serve options. New this year, experience First Light like never before inside new dining domes, providing a meal under the stars, available by reservation only. Call 705-321-2912 to make a reservation. Hot chocolate, cotton candy, freshly popped popcorn and sweet treats will also be available for purchase in St. Marie's on-site candy shop. St. Marie among the Hurons asks that visitors bring non-perishable food donations, with the goal of filling a large canoe in support of the local Salvation Army food drive. Guests are also invited to support our community by making a donation to United Way. Parking will be available at St. Marie among the Hurons and Martyrs Shrine, with shuttles traveling between the two destinations throughout each first light evening. On Friday and Saturday evenings, shuttle buses will run to and from St. Marie from Midlands Walmart. Huronia Historical Parks would like to thank the generosity of LED sponsors Tay Township and NT Power, as well as Garraway's Electrical and Factory Recreation. In-kind donations from Morden Sand and Gravel, Midland Walmart and the Georgian Bay Tree Farm also help to ensure that every guest enjoys this festive and memorable event to the fullest. For more information or to buy tickets online for First Light, please visit stamarie-events.ca. Tickets can also be purchased at the door at both destinations. Guests are not required to make a reservation or purchase advance tickets.